Google's release of Gemma 4.12b represents a significant architectural shift toward unified, encoder-free multimodal models. The technical approach here eliminates separate encoding stages for different input types, text, images, and potentially other modalities flow through a single processing pipeline.
From a competitive standpoint, this positions Google to challenge OpenAI's multimodal offerings while maintaining the open-source advantages that have made the Gemma series popular with developers. The 12 billion parameter size strikes an interesting balance between capability and deployability for enterprises with serious compute constraints.
The encoder-free architecture deserves deeper examination. Traditional multimodal models typically use specialized encoders for each input type, a vision encoder for images, a text encoder for language. Gemma 4's approach suggests that a sufficiently large transformer can learn to process these different modalities natively without pre-processing.
That architectural choice has business implications beyond technical elegance. Unified models reduce infrastructure complexity for companies deploying multimodal AI applications. Instead of managing multiple specialized models and their interactions, you're deploying a single, more complex model with potentially more predictable resource requirements.
The Hacker News discussion reveals interesting technical skepticism about this approach. Several commenters with deep learning backgrounds question whether eliminating encoders actually improves performance or just simplifies the engineering pipeline. The debate reflects broader questions about architectural complexity versus performance optimization.
This ties into our earlier discussion about enterprise AI adoption. Companies are increasingly preferring simpler deployments, even if they sacrifice some performance. The operational overhead of managing multiple specialized models often outweighs marginal accuracy improvements.
There's also an interesting contrast with the philosophical discussion around Ted Chiang's piece on AI consciousness. While Google is pushing toward more sophisticated multimodal architectures, Chiang argues that increasing computational sophistication doesn't necessarily approach consciousness or genuine understanding.
Chiang's argument resonates with many in the developer community who work directly with these systems. They see the pattern matching and statistical generation mechanisms behind AI outputs, which makes claims about consciousness or genuine intelligence feel premature at best, misleading at worst.
The consciousness debate has practical implications for how we design and deploy AI systems. If we accept that current AI lacks genuine understanding, that should influence how much autonomy we grant these systems in critical applications.
From a policy perspective, this matters enormously. Regulatory frameworks for AI often assume some level of system autonomy or decision-making capability. If Chiang is correct that these systems are sophisticated autocomplete rather than reasoning engines, that should fundamentally alter regulatory approaches.
The academic concerns from UC Berkeley add another dimension to this discussion. When students increasingly rely on AI tools for coursework, they're potentially missing the foundational thinking processes that enable them to evaluate AI outputs critically.
The Berkeley situation is particularly troubling because it's happening in computer science programs. If students training to become software engineers can't develop the mathematical and analytical skills to understand how these AI systems work, we're creating a dangerous knowledge gap in the field.
The failure rate increases reported from Berkeley suggest that AI tools might be creating a false sense of competency. Students can generate code or solutions using AI, but they lack the underlying knowledge to debug, modify, or extend those solutions effectively.
This creates a skills paradox, where the tools meant to augment human capability might actually be undermining the development of the foundational skills needed to use those tools effectively. It's not just an educational problem, it's a long-term competitiveness issue for the entire technology sector.
Shifting from AI's impact on education to its role in programming languages, Elixir's evolution toward gradual typing represents a fascinating technical development.